It's after six, so I'll do that. So I want to call the County of Sullivan IDA to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Mr. Siegel?
Present.
Mr. Siegel's here. Ms. Laughlin?
Present.
Ms. Laughlin's here. Mr. Gunther?
Present.
Mr. Gunther's present. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present. Mr. Smith?
Present.
Mr. Smith is present, and Mr. Perello is absent.
So do you prefer we get rid of the two resolutions or go into the main issue to today?
I think we should anybody do the two resolutions first, if it's okay with Ira.
Yeah, I'm asking the question, so yes, that's fine. So the first resolution is consenting to assignment of Canopy Liberty LLC and all rights, title and interest in the project located. This is the, basically, it was the storage facility, I believe, that is
that's
being
correct.
Bought out. So, a motion?
So moved.
I'll second
it. Ed seconded it. Discussion, anybody want to know what's going on besides basically Reed is buying it out?
It's part of, it's a very tiny piece of a very large transaction where they're rolling up tens of thousands of storage units into a real estate investment trust, and then there are subsidiaries of that REIT that are going to own each of the, there'll be subsidiaries that are wholly owned subs of the REIT, so they will be disregarded entities for tax purposes, so it'll all be taxable as a real estate investment trust. And Joey is not on the call, but I want to mention that in accordance with our existing policy on mortgage recording tax exemption, this is not money being borrowed under a gap mortgage to be invested in the project. It's simply money being borrowed to buy the project. So we are not, by this resolution, affording the buyer borrowing the money a mortgage recording tax exemption. They will be paying full mortgage tax on the gap mortgage, being the difference between the existing debt of record and the amount they borrow. Allocations have not been made yet, so it's unlikely that the amount will be as much as $17,500,000. I'm sure they were very conservative to make sure that they put a number there because it's just simply a not to exceed number at this point. But whatever the new money is going into the transaction will be secured by a mortgage that will be that mortgage tax will be fully payable on. I'm sorry, Joey's not on the call.
Is that the facility right across the street from Stevenson's, more or less?
It is.
Any questions from the... Then I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Okay. Next resolution is consider amendment of community distributed general uniform tax exempt policy.
Walter, explain that to us.
This is for the solar, isn't it?
Yes.
Our
UTEP, our uniform tax exemption policy, was the first uniform tax exemption policy adopted by an IDA in New York State. Carol can probably explain this better than me if she wishes.
I'm very happy for you to explain the financial aspect.
Okay. When we adopted this uniform tax exemption policy, the Public Service Commission and the New York State NYSERDA, let's call them, and this Energy Research and Development Authority, had policies in place which were purely volumetric for community distributed electrical power. And by volumetric, I mean that the solar array would generate power and feed it into the NYSEG New York ISO grid. And the amount of power that went into the grid, the producer of that power was authorized to take that much power back out of the grid And they did that by selling that power to small businesses and households throughout Sullivan County. So if a kilowatt went in and Ed Sykes signed up to be a customer of a solar array that was on a volumetric program and he used a kilowatt of electricity under our UTEP, whatever Ed would have paid NYSEG, he would then pay the generator of that power 90%, because a condition of our uniform tax exemption policy was that Sullivan County residents were to be afforded a 10% lower rate than the rate, than the default rate being charged by the utility company. Since then, there have been what I would loosely call a smorgasbord of changes by the Public Service Commission and NYSERDA, and I circulated an email to the board. There are now five different revenue sources for the proposed project on top of the Bethel landfill. One of those revenue sources would only be applicable if you built on contaminated property, but all current projects would be receiving at least four different revenue streams. And some of those revenue streams are now very front-end loaded. So where our alternate calculation of a pilot payment was a fixed amount, or if higher, 6% of revenues, the newer projects are being paid huge swaths of revenue up front, because that's NYSERDA's way of getting them sited and located where they want them located. So to charge 6% of revenue in year 1, 2, and 3, when projects are getting paid, in the case of the project in Bethel, something like $1.5 million in those 3 years, just doesn't work. And in attempting to finance that project, the lenders have said, you know, we can't live with this alternate calculation. It's too complicated. We can't understand it. And our intent was to make it easy to build solar, not to put up impediments. So the simplest solution is to just change the uniform tax exemption policy so there will be a fixed known payment on a per megawatt basis, and there will not be this alternate calculation. Frankly, I'm fairly familiar with this at this point, and I couldn't make the calculation. So I'm not sure if a project made the calculation and sent it off to IDA, we might even, you know, we may be forced, if this remains in there, to like hire an expert to figure out if the calculation's right, because it's very, very difficult calculation.